conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning. Well, as always, we tell you every single morning, be careful, slow down, school kids, school buses, you already know the drill. Make sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there. And most importantly, help our crossing guards that are helping kids to cross the street and get through those school zones. Help our resource officers and give yourself a break by just taking a deep breath, slowing down, dropping the kids off, and then getting there. Remember, there's lots of detours on tap. So if you're just getting started, it's 7:38. It's Friday, and it's also Friday night high school football. So I asked young Deuce Christmas and young Kelvon, I said, are you guys ready for some football? And they said, yes, ma'am, we are too. Now, when we picked out this morning, it was just a little bit cool. So we're hoping that some cool weather will usher itself in as we get into football season. Well, tonight for most football teams in high school, it's the first official game of the season. So we're super excited about that. And we know that you are as well, especially if you're big high school football fans all over the state. We want to wish those teams that are going to be competing good luck. I don't know about you, but we are ready for some Friday night football in our house. Hey, y'all, it's Friday. You're on point. It's Real Women, Real Talk. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you who's here and what we're talking about. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, the spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good, and they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:44, and I'm going to tell you, I'm just super excited. It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's Friday night football, and guess what? You're on point. This segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, please share today and shape tomorrow. And if you're a senior, here's how you do it. All you do is phone Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging 318-484-2260. And if you're 55 years old or older, not only do you get the opportunity to volunteer and help shape a young person's life, you also get paid for it. You get stipends for it. You get gas mileage and so much more. Here's the number once again, 318-484-2260. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe is where they're located. Their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, they're building the community that we serve for over 60 years. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, you already know that today, of course, is Real Women, Real Talk. And it's gotten real already before we even hit the airwaves. Let me tell you who's with us this morning. We've got our regular contributors to the OPT Real Women Real Talk this morning. Lamia Solomon from Wood Forest Bank. Lisa Campo from American National Insurance. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Well, they are ready, but they have issues this morning. And I'm going to jump right into it this morning. You know, I've been raving about football probably all week long, right? So last week we went to the first game, which is the Jamboree. And so there have been articles written about it. I saw it in Living Color on last Friday. And I said to my ladies this morning who both have teenage daughters, I said, what are we telling our young girls about the way that they carry themselves, the way that they dress, and modesty? There was little or no modesty in our kids, our young women especially. And I don't want to be a prude, moms, because I remember being a high school kid. It wasn't all that long ago. Well, it was, but anyway. So Lisa Campo, let's start with you. What are we saying to our young girls about the way that they're presenting themselves?
Well, you know, what's sad is that our kids now have so much more exposure to, I guess, the sexiness than we did growing up. I mean, I can remember the first day MTV went live, you know, but now it's everywhere. And you used to have HBO or MTV to catch something naughty. You know, even the daytime TV shows were risque. Now that's like Barney now. That's like Sesame Street, the things that we saw growing up. Things just get further and further. And it's like, society continues to push the envelope on what is acceptable. You know, there was a time when two pieces were not acceptable, or women weren't supposed to show their ankles or knees. Okay, guys, I'm not crazy. Those of you who know me are going, really, Campo? You're going to sit there and talk about an ankle, a knee, or a belly button? But guys, you have to leave a little bit of mystery in the mix.
But what are we saying?
Showing it all.
But what are we saying, though, to our girls, Lamia? Because I know you both have girls, and yes, we do live in this era where less is less.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The more you show,
instead of less is more.
Exactly. The more you show, the better. What are you saying to your daughter about the way that she presents herself?
Well, one of the things that I've been instilling in her, that's the problem. You have to start it from day one. You can't start it from age 12 and decide.
But now she's going to see her peers, even though you've started it at day one. Now, we were at the football game, and I knew a lot of these children, and I know that their parents are modest and, you know, that they probably started this modesty. And I'm seeing these little girls with shorts so short that, you know,
you have to teach them how to be a leader. It all comes with following. And my daughter, yes, she's 13, and be proud to be 13. Make sure that they understand and not try to look 21. It's okay. They may be modest parents, but at the same token, are they the parents that age 10, they started their kids on makeup instead of saying, you're beautiful already. You don't need anything to cover your face. You don't need this thing to be acceptable. So it's what we as parents instill in them as far as not becoming a follower.
Well, and you know, my child is the oldest granddaughter in my side of the family. There's 12 kids. She's the oldest of the girls. And you know, so it's like she has to go through everything first. She breaks all the rules first, or she wears the new outfits first. And so there's been several comments at different times, you know, different family members have said something about her shorts. And I'm like, look, I see what she's wearing. We have a rule, no apples. Mm-hmm. If your apples are showing, take it back in the bedroom and change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are worse things out there she could be wearing.
Mm-hmm.
What I feel she's wearing is somewhat modest considering what they have to choose from, unless I start cutting her own shorts out for her or putting her in my shorts.
So you think that this is just what the department stores are selling? This is what's fashionable? And does that make it?
That doesn't make it okay.
No, but there are degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say where we fall in my family.
And it could be I'm just old.
No, it's not. It's not. And I know exactly what you're talking about. If you can see the apple, it's gone too far.
Wow.
And y'all know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So shut up, David.
And, yeah, what
do people not know what the apple is?
Of her
it's
rump.
The muscle, the lower muscle of a female butt cheek. You know what the apple is? Come on, guys.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knows what the apples are. If the apples are out of the basket from the behind, you need to go change. And that was a rule that really came into play when I owned Jumpin' Jive,
mm-hmm.
because here I got my mama spending all this money to have these parties.
Mm-hmm.
These little girls bent over, my employees helping their children get up in the jumpers, and I got a wall full of daddies googling over a bunch of 17-year-old apples. I'm like, we got to have some longer shorts here, lady.
And so when society says it's acceptable, it's fashionable. All of the fashion magazines are saying
it's okay.
It's in fact, it's more than okay. It's good. And so, are we setting our girls up to be more sexual than we should be at their ages when we do that?
I think that's an individual family thing. Those are morals. That's what it basically boils down to. What morals does that family have and what they're teaching?
But I don't know, Lamia, because isn't it true that, you know, you can have all the morals that you want, but when you get away from your family, you're going to do what you want to do?
And a lot of kids, this is the thing, as they grow up, though, you have to think about it. And I can say this truthfully and me knowing that, hey, yes, my family taught me morals, and yes, I got away from it. But at the end of the day, guess where you go back to?
Uh-huh.
You go back to the way that you're raised.
Mm-hmm.
So I strongly believe that, okay, yes, I'm teaching my daughter to say, yeah, you know, hey, this is not right. You know, make sure you cover yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your boobs, and she's a breasty, full-figured girl, small in the waist, the young men mm-hmm. like to look at her. But I tell her all the time, you know, cover yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? Those same young boys that are looking at you, so are those same
old
mm-hmm. men looking at you. And unless you want to get taken away from here,
mm-hmm.
raped, molested, whatever the case mm-hmm. may be, I suggest you hide what you got
mm-hmm.
until marriage or until
mm-hmm.
you find that person. And I prefer marriage or death, but you know,
mm-hmm. marriage or death. Nice. I just think we have to find a happy medium that uh-huh. not only allows our children to develop as individuals and human beings and encourage them to have the right level of morals,
right.
but you got to give them what I like to call enough rope to hang themselves mm-hmm. because you have to, you know, so many times my daughter's come out of her side of the house and I'm like, exactly what is the message today?
Uh-huh.
Do you even realize you're putting a message out there?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have to approach
it. And what does
it.
She say, Lisa, she's when you like, say to her, what is the message today?
You know, she rolls her eyes in the back of her head. And she's like, oh, my God, Mom, really? There's, like, no total message. I'm like, okay, stop with that because
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to respect you and communicate. She's gotten better. I mean, she's older now. But the 12, 13, oh, my God, Mom, really? Like,
see,
there's
that's
so
the
no message here.
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so now she's really
now,
a young woman. She
yeah,
is going
to
be.
She totally gets it. But several years ago, some friends of ours were going to New Orleans, and they were taking my daughter with them to help wrangle the smaller children. And one of the things the dad said, who's my age, good friend of mine, said, and look, her little cute blue jean shorts she scoots about around here with us, she ain't wearing those on Bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
You go get a pair of your mama's khakis out of her closet. You're not wearing those shorts on Bourbon. Her apples still didn't show.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew, as a 40-something-year-old man, what those older men
mm-hmm.
walking around,
mm-hmm.
he said, baby, you may not be trying to send any message
right.
at all, but you just don't realize that they don't realize that you're, or they may be freaks and they do,
mm-hmm.
they don't realize just how innocent you are. They got that nasty brain just to go
mm-hmm.
in. So
that's
you have
right.
to remind, you have to teach your children, although the girls may have the best of intentions.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
On the other side, in the real world, the best intentions are not always out there.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
And that's true. You look at these older men and how they are looking at these younger children, and you do, Lisa, you have to teach your daughters, okay, what about the other side?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know what your message is, but have you thought about the other
how they're receiving
that's out
perception
there? Yeah.
is
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm. It's 9/10 of reality, is what
it,
they say.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things I tell my daughter is, hey, guess what? If you're looking real cute at home and you think it's real cute, but it's short, and you decide to walk out that door, that grown man think it's really, really cute too, and he thinks you're offering him a little bit more than candy.
Absolutely. Hey, y'all, it's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. You're on point. Gotta take a break. We're back after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point.
Their customers in Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhigh Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove dents.
Rayhigh Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-633-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travel at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Now, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talks.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail. The hunt is on. So track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carl at Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's a minute after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9 Eastern. It's Friday. It's September 6th. And this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish, J&J Exterminating, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, Expert Collision Repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. And I also want to remind you about MedX Ambulance Service. Remember, they have got enrollment going on. It's called VIP Member Enrollment. It is absolutely 100% free. And all you've got to do is either go to their website at www.mymedx.net, or you can phone 800-259-9771. They'll tell you about the benefits. They'll tell you how it can work for you. And most importantly, they'll tell you that it is no cost to you. Again, 800-259-9771. Again. Now, if you're just joining Real Women, Real Talk, we're joined by Lamia Solomon from Wood Forest Bank, also Lisa Campo from American National Insurance. And we are always having heated, great conversations. This morning, we're talking about our girls, what we're saying to them about life, about dress, about sex. And I ask the ladies, not only our young girls, and I think we kind of pick on girls maybe a little bit more when it comes to their dressing, their demeanor, and how they should carry themselves, but we really need to be having these conversations with our young men as well. And I said to you, Lisa, you've got a son and a daughter. Lamia, you have a son and a daughter, so you kind of guys know both ways. And so I was saying, first of all, what are we saying to our young girls about sex, especially our teenage girls?
Well, I like an open table discussion. That's something that we do a lot in our family whenever we feel that there's something that needs to be talked about. You know, I sometimes feel like I was raised in an environment or a generation that, you know, what they don't know won't hurt them. They sweep it under the rug. Mm-hmm. Let's ignore the monster in the room.
When you were growing up.
When I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I, we really like to be much more open about it. And, you know, it almost seems like a double standard. And it always has seemed this way where, you know, the young lady, if found out to be active, is chastised as, a, you know, a slut or a whore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you lock her in the closet to, you know, keep her as the first individual. But yet we're patting our boys on the back and passing out condoms. Mm-hmm. And so, well, mm-hmm. then somebody's daughter has got to be his reward, people.
That's
and
right.
So I feel the most important thing for me, and it always goes back to this, is that you've got to be teaching your kids morals and values and to respect other human beings. And, you know, we give our son the same communications that we're giving our daughter. And
right.
It almost seems easier having a boy and a girl because my son actually, I see, is much more respectful for the little girls his age than I see other boys that he's mm-hmm. associated with. And a lot of times I think it's because he does have that sister and he's real quick to say, oh, if I hear such and such talking about my sister that way, I'm going to X, Y, Z. And mm-hmm. so I do see him have much more compassion and respect in his heart mm-hmm. for the little girls he is associated with versus his guy friends who are like, just have a bunch of brothers.
Right.
So, you know, and my daughter is kind of had the same reaction to, oh, honey, you ain't seen something get upset and walk sideways till a herd of little girls come knocking on the front door and ask, is Chase there?
Mm-hmm.
Because she gets like, no, mama, he does not need to be hanging around all these little girls. So it's neat to see them reacting to each other's mm-hmm. growth because it has almost made our jobs as parents a lot easier.
Now, let me ask you this. Are we teaching the message? Should we be teaching the message of abstinence? Or are we saying to our daughters, if it comes to that point, this is what we'll do? Or this is how we'll handle it? Is there a right or
wrong? I think it is an age-developing conversation. Lamia, you've got a 13-year-old. What do you think about that?
Okay. She threw the ball at me.
Well, no, I'll take it back.
I don't mind because you know what? I'm just old school when it comes to this. I'm telling my daughter, don't do it.
Uh-huh.
Don't do it. Wait till marriage. That's the right thing to say.
That's the right thing to say.
Although,
is that going to change when she becomes 15, 16,
and you know
17?
What? When it comes to that point, if it changes, I can't say that my daughter is going to change. Mm-hmm. Would I like her not to change? Of
Absolutely.
Course.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't sit here and say, well, you know what? I know you're going to want to do it. Because that's me telling her in her mind
that it's okay.
That it's okay when it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a okay issue. I want her to feel like I'm going to be condemned. I am going to be condemned because my mom's going to kill me. My dad's going to kill me. Everybody dies in this instance. And which, when it comes to sex, guess what? You don't know. It's like a loaded gun.
Mm-hmm.
If they go with the knowledge of not knowing, do I talk to her about sex? Yes. Am I very open about it? Yes, about telling her the pros and cons. Because as soon as you say, I know you're going to want to do it,
mm-hmm.
and guess what? They say, well, my mom knows or my dad knows I'm going to want to do it. I go out here and I have sex, and guess what? That first time is AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Or mm-hmm. that first time you have some type of sexually transmitted disease, and guess what? Well, mom, you said I was going to want to do it.
Right.
No, I didn't. I said, you're not going to do it. And I said, I was going to kill you, but AIDS got you first.
Right. And then, you know, in this culture and day and time, when we were growing up, if you right. had sex, like the worst thing that could happen was that you got pregnant.
Yeah.
But
got
now
pregnant.
The worst thing that could happen is that you might die. Yeah.
So you want to die either way? I suggest you wait.
And so there in itself is really the dichotomy of what we're telling our girls and boys about sex. And how we speak to them in a way that is sort of even-handed, you know, understanding that they're growing up, that,
right.
you know, that their bodies are changing. And remembering, of course, what we all want to forget is when we were teenagers and
right.
what we were doing. And as parents, you just really do want to forget.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, I'm not going to say when I was a teenager, I was I wasn't outgoing as a teenager as far as just different partners mm-hmm. or different things like that. But as I got older, I was a hoe. I mean,
how did you go from being not outgoing to being a hoe?
I was a tomboy
uh-huh.
and
you just
realize
like made
my
up
beauty,
for it. Uh-huh.
You know, didn't realize I was fine,
uh-huh.
you know. So when I got older, it was like, oh, I have these parts. And
mm-hmm.
yes, I am cute if I put on heels instead of Dickies and a T-shirt.
Right.
And so I went from that tomboy to that.
And so how do
woman.
We help? How do we help our kids to sort of have that
it
balance?
Transition.
Yeah.
That balance.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer. Prayer.
Yeah.
That's all conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Being open. Like Lisa said, she's really open with her kids during that transition.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. I mean, with these kids these day and age, it's God that's really going to be able to make
mm-hmm.
that difference.
It goes back to what I said. I think these conversations are ever age developing as the child grows older.
Mm-hmm.
Because God, I can remember the day that, you know, Cecily said that she was never getting married, she was never having children, and she was going to live with her daddy and I forever. And we had a big bowl of ice cream on that conversation and just laid up and watched, you know,
those
movies.
Days are gone, huh?
But those days are gone, and I think your conversations have to develop as your children's age and
mm-hmm.
personalities, and as you see them grow into these young adults. I think the most important thing for me is, yes, of course, I always have encouraged my children to wait and abstinence. And, of course, it's a religion thing as well that has a level of influence in these decisions. But, you know, it was very important to me, and I think, again, this goes back to my own childhood and upbringing. It was very important to me that for my incorrect children to know that no matter what they did, whether it be sex or anything else in this world that they could do, they could come to Craig and I, and that we could have that open table discussion. We'd pray about it. We'd talk about it. We'd answer each other's questions. Mm-hmm. We'd fill those gaps. And there was nothing, and there is nothing, that our kids could ever do that we would pass judgment on them. And out of all of the lessons, we are to how to dress, how to walk, how to talk, to have or to not have sex, you know, where to go to school, what to get a degree in, all these things. The one thing I am trying to teach my children is to look out in the world without judgment.
Hmm.
And I have to do that with my own kids first in our home,
mm-hmm.
is to look at them and try really, really hard. Because I'd like to tell her she's a pig. She's a little pig pen.
So let me stop you right there, Lisa. So when your kids get judged by other kids and you're teaching your kids not how not to judge, how does that work?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask that because, you know, that is an ongoing, current, always thing in our family. And, you know, it's hard and it's sad because you want to be strong for your kids. And no matter what happens, you know, you've got children.
Oh, yeah.
This is your baby. And mm-hmm. so you become crazy mama when someone affects your child or hurts your child. And, you know, when we judge other people, we are putting them in a light where they are maybe feeling inadequate with the Lord, mm-hmm. or unloved by their peers and not good enough. And so passing judgment is a very thin line. To sin, not to sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't stand there and judge me and you live in your glass house.
Absolutely.
It's very hard. And I'm guilty of it. I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it, but I'm saying I make a daily effort every morning when I wake up. We have had this conversation.
Right.
When the hot mm-hmm. woman walks to the door, everybody goes, oh, look at her. She's got her this. She's got her that. She thinks she's all that. We are all in different ages at different levels of society.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how old, how young, we are all guilty of passing judgment. And so no matter what the topic, no matter what the day, I can remember the first time my daughter came back home from junior high. And she came in and she crawled up to the counter to have her snack. And she said, Mama, blah, 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 about this other child. And I looked at her and I went, that's so sad. And she was like, why is that sad? And I'm like, you know what? That little girl is really more like me than you realize. When I was that age, me and that little girl have a lot in common, which means somebody probably went home to their mama and blabbed to me in judgment about me in judgment to their mom. You need to think about that, Cecily.
That's funny that you said that because, and this is years ago. I had I was married previously, and my kids came home and they said, they want to talk about another girl that was less fortunate mm-hmm. than what they had. And I, one of the things I did, and you can say, oh, Lamia, that's probably over the top, but this was the lesson I taught them. My job is to send you to school every day clothed, but my job is not to make sure that you have the hottest fashion.
Mm-hmm.
My job is not to make sure that your clothes match. My job is not to make sure that, guess what, you are the latest and greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
So while you just talked about this child, and let's see how many friends you have tomorrow when I put you in Mitch Mack socks, mm-hmm. Mitch Mack shoes. Mm-hmm. Let's see how many friends you have tomorrow, because those same friends that y'all set and y'all talked about this child, let's see if they're going to talk about you tomorrow. See if they're still going to be
friends. You know, powerful lessons. Hang on, hold that thought, you guys. I got to take a quick break here. It's Real Women, Real Talk, y'all. Stay on point. We'll have so much more right after this.
It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon. 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride on your already paid. It's a good advice that you just didn't take. And who would have thought it's figures? Used to play it safe, was afraid to fly. He packed his suitcase, kissed his kids goodbye. Don't you think?
Good morning, everybody. We're here with Octavia Williams from MedExpress Ambulance Service, and we're talking about the VIP program. Octavia, tell us what the VIP program is.
Carlette, the VIP program is a member enrollment program for our communities. It provides MedExpress Ambulance Service with valuable information to better serve the medical transportation needs of these communities. It also provides the VIP member with substantial savings on out-of-pocket costs for our services.
If I reside in Rapides Parish, is it of value for me to join the VIP program?
Absolutely. You'll receive VIP program rewards on wheelchair transport, as well as the availability of in-home health assessments. And there's no cost to join. For more information, 800-259-9771 or www.mymedx.net.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk. Y'all, you know what? I don't know about you, but I wish what we have here, we could put it in a bottle and we could send it out so that everybody could hear what goes on and off the air, because it is so hilarious. But let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those mammograms, ladies. 40 years old and older, the number to phone, 318-487-1122. Diane Kitts is your connect to getting your free mammograms. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Davis One Stop, Walker Automotive Group, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Don't forget about the Pink Party. We're going to be telling you more about that probably next week. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving of Oyles Parish. Now, in the first couple of segments, we were talking about our kids. But now I want to switch gears because, you know, I really know my sisters so well. And when they both came in this morning, sometimes I have to prime the pump a little bit. But you know what? When you're around people and you love people and you really connect with people, you know when they're up. You know when they're hurting. Excuse me. You know when they're sad. You know when something's going on. And so during the break, I was saying, you know, what's up? What's going on? And I was telling them, I started sharing with them what I shared with you guys a couple days ago, that I was just sort of feeling melancholy. You know, yeah, I'm always like up and full of energy. And Tuesday, for some reason, nothing happened. Everything was good. I just... emotionally, I was just in a place, and I don't even know what to call it. And I shared with you, I was in a funk. And so, as I do, I'm always reading something, and I was sharing with Lisa and Lamia this quote that I read, that when I read it, it just literally jumped off the page, and it grabbed me. And it says, all that you are seeking is also seeking you. And so then they proceeded to tell me about some things that were going on with them. And I said, what I want to share with our listeners for the next few segments is this. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, the only person that can really hurt you is you.
Yeah, that's true. You cannot give up the power.
Exactly.
And I'm not talking being a control freak. If people heard me say that, and the people who know me, they know that, oh, here comes our control freak. I'm not talking about being a control freak. I'm talking about holding on to what is right in your soul, what is right in your spirit, mm-hmm. and not allowing the devil to come in and flourish. And,
or others.
Or well, okay, but when others make you mad and you give in and you respond and you attack, again, the devil's just dancing. I mean, mm-hmm. he's just beside himself mm-hmm. in joy because he's made you look like a monkey and everyone else has gotten control and set you off so desperately. And again, I hate that I say, you know, as a child growing up. However, that's where this stems from. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was constantly a dance with the devil. Right? Mm. It's the best way to put it. And I just don't want to give up that control and that power anymore.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. And I hear you saying when somebody makes you mad, the thing is they're not making you mad. You're getting mad. They're not making you. No one can make you do anything. It's you that are responding. It's your decision to get upset. So well, if somebody comes over, Lisa, and says, Lisa, you're a bitch, are you going to respond and be like, you are one too?
Takes one to know one.
Yeah, takes one to know one. Or are you going to be like, okay.
Okay. Okay. I've talked about love and logic on the air before. And one of the things that I have learned to try to keep my core intact is I have had women walk up to me and say, just in so many words, that such a compliment as that. And I just kind of look at them now and I'm like, oh, that is so sad. Mm-hmm. And I turn around and walk away and I can smell them burning from the inside right. out.
Mm-hmm. And it's so just, you've taken your I've power tried. Back. Mm-hmm.
That and, doesn't mean I don't go to my car and you know, right. like rip the leather from the seats, mm-hmm. you know. But
don't rip the leather.
I really don't have leather. I have cloth. I'm just saying, rip the cloth from the seats, pull the my leather, hair out
the,
of my
the
head.
The leather that we hope we have.
But yeah. we have yeah. these pretentious environments that mm-hmm. are just so, you know, I'm dealing with it as we speak, and you have to sit there and grit your teeth. But we've talked about how I have all these voices in mm-hmm. my head, mm-hmm. and oh, honey,
talk about what that I'm voice did the other day. Voices.
That little girl the when other day in my head, yeah. she really wanted to get me in some trouble, and I just sat there, and you know, I got through it, and so I decided to get through it a little better. I just when I got in my car and I had some time to get to myself, instead of ripping the cloth from my seats, mm-hmm. I turned on the K-Love Christian Worship, and honey, I just sang praise the whole way home because I really would have liked to just beat some cat out of someone this mm-hmm. week, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I felt accomplished in the end. Mm-hmm. I was hurt by the actions. And it's like, guys, do people spend time thinking of ways, or is there really that much time being wasted to figure out how to hurt someone, or are people just that oblivious, caught up in their own self-absorbment?
And so when you got hurt the other day, you know, because we were kind of just talking about our emotions, how did you keep that under control at that time from this person who had clearly really wronged you? How did you get past, you know, because now you really have to spend the whole rest of the day with this person pretending like all is well. And you know that person wronged you.
I prayed a lot. And at first the prayers were like, oh, my God, are you freaking kidding me? You know, my prayers in my head were kind of obnoxious and spiteful, honestly, mm-hmm. but they did turn to, you know, God, just you give me the strength, you give me the grace, you give me the light, you walk me through this, mm-hmm. you are my power, you are my soul, I will not subject my level of control to anyone, I won't submit that up to anyone mm-hmm. but you, mm-hmm. and so it really, you know, that anger turned to prayer, and I look out, and I'm thinking, oh, at the end of the time, I'm thinking, that's sad. Exactly what are you trying to hide by lashing out at so many others with your level of success? Mm. You know, if I succeed,
so do you
succeed.
Think, and I read this article that men have an issue when women succeed. And it could have been a level of competitiveness, even though if you succeed, I succeed. The article went on to talk about a study that had actually been done by scientists. In fact, it was the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology tested the abilities of men and women. And where women were more successful, men had an issue. Do you think that that could have been?
I really don't. Honestly, I really, really don't. I play this off to a level of just personal ignorance and self-absorbment
or something.
The person is extremely successful and well respected. But I really just think that sometimes people get to a level in their own accomplishments and success that they're oblivious to anyone else around them.
Well, let me put it this way. This is the way I saw it. It is harder when it comes to a relationship because when you're in a relationship with someone that you're on a different level.
Where the woman is successful, making more money than the man.
Right. It becomes a little bit harder, especially if you're trying to date or even find a relationship. Mm-hmm. Because some men are intimidated by that if you're very successful. Because the first thing that'll come to mind is either you're bougie. And so, therefore, a lot of men won't talk to you. Mm-hmm. Or if you get into that relationship, it becomes, hello, I'm the head of this household, even though I'm not
making the most money.
Making the most money. And then we, as women, like I always say, as an African-American woman, hey, we have a big mouth. And guess what? We're going to say, you know what? I'm bringing home the bacon.
Well, let me
sit
say
down.
This. Speak for maybe just your own big mouth. Maybe not all African-American women.
Yeah, because I don't think that's a cultural thing. I think that's a personality thing.
I mean,
because
women, we
women
tend
are
to
in
say,
general can be mouthy.
Yes, women. Mm-hmm. Let me take that back.
And you're speaking about your own big mouth.
Right, and I will. And I have done that before to say, okay, you know what? I'm doing this or I'm doing that. And that makes a man kind of be like, you know what? I don't need that woman. Mm-hmm. Or she's too successful. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and it'll kind of make them take a back burner. But then it comes to also then the women end up taking care of the men.
Mm-hmm.
And then the men says, yeah, they gonna take care of me.
Wow.
So did we look at it from that? And they start pimping. Thanks, DC. They start pimping.
DC is so messy. Lord have mercy.
But it comes to
what
that,
I love about
shouldn't.
You, though, Lamia, is you're going to keep it real.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be like that. Mm-hmm. And I said this, reality spoke to me one day, listened to Lisa, and I always get something every time. Remember, I had to go on air and apologize.
Absolutely.
And I had to step down.
Because of that big mouth.
Because of my big mouth.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say this, and I want to put this in the right perspective, because it doesn't offend me what you just said, but I could see it where it would offend someone where you said I'm an African American woman. We can tend to be mouthy. Now let's twist that a little, because if I had said that, it would have been very offensive
to them.
Had said, you know, Caucasian women,
they can be very mouthy.
You know, I think it's right to say that women as a whole, especially if you take the nerve to push us in a corner.
You better
be ready for us all to be able to come out mouthy. And you know what? God bless the woman who can stand on her own and come out and verbalize her discretion.
And why are we, you know what I wonder too, is I wonder why, and we have to add that caveat so that we don't offend anybody.
That's
but
right.
You know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering why we're all so hypersensitive when it comes to
trying not to offend or to jumping offend. To mm-hmm. be offended. Mm-hmm. I always want to put on the table, hey, look, there was no intention there. I'm not trying to offend nobody, because people are so eager to be like, what did you just say about, you know,
whatever,
or did this? Okay, chill out. Nobody's starting to throw darts here, people. We were just having a conversation. So I think it's important to always be, as you like to say, transparent to what our intentions are.
And you know, my thing has been, and it's been all my life, they've always said, Lamia, you know what, I think you could have had a little bit more tact in the way that you're saying this. And I'm like, you know what, now that I look at it, yeah, I could have had a lot more tact. I could have done, it came off wrong in perception, like you say, how someone perceives something. And I have to take back a lot of the stuff that I say after y'all get
on
to me.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do.
Because I don't want anyone to really be offended, but it is my honest opinion, and everything I say is my opinion and not the opinions of David or Carlette Christmas. Let me put that disclaimer.
Or the On Point Talk Radio Station.
Break on that note. I love that disclaimer. Hey, everybody, it's Real Women. Real Talk Friday, and you're on point. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back with more right after this.
like a plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work, make them go as you shoot across the sky.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Let him go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're on your way, it's 840 Central, 940 Eastern. It's Real Women, Real Talk. We're joined by a couple of our regular contributors, Lamia Solomon and Lisa Campo. And the conversation is just all over the place this morning. And this is what I want to say to people that may have had, even though it was a short week, for some people, it was a tough week. And a lot of that has to do with being able to be still. And Lisa and I have been talking about this, and also Lamia, and talking about where we are in our lives and what we expect to happen, what we hope to happen. And I got to go back to this quote, Lisa, all that you are seeking is also seeking you. And when you really, it's not just words, you got to really let it get down into your spirit. And for everybody, and I'm talking to me too, because sometimes you can want something so badly, you don't even necessarily know what it is. You know that it's big. You know that God has a great plan for your life, but you're still waiting to see the manifestation. You're waiting to see it unfold. And some days you have days where we know what the Word of God says. I know. And so Tuesday, when I was feeling like this, I had to identify, okay, what's going on? And then I started identifying anxiety. I am anxious. It's like I had butterflies in my stomach. And I told DC, I said, all day I was feeling like butterflies, like I'm anticipating something. I'm nervous about something. I'm anxious. Then I got quickened. The word says, be anxious for nothing. And then so I started to try to rest right there, be anxious for nothing. And then I had to trust that everything that God has for me, the things that I've said to people and the things that I talk about, everything that God has for me is for me.
And that's so true. While I'm listening to you, my family has been telling me that all week. People that know me, they know I've been sick, mm-hmm. and I'm still sick. And my commitment today is saying, you know what? At the end of the day, whenever I come to these shows, I get so much out of it, and I'm able to help people, and we learn from each other. What I'm learning today is be patient,
mm-hmm.
because I've been anxious all the time,
mm-hmm.
that I'm not patient, which allows me to be sick.
Mm-hmm. In my physical body.
In my mm-hmm. physical body, and, you know, my heart isn't right, everything. And they say, oh, well, if you're sick, why are you still going to the radio station or different things? You know what? Because I'm sitting here and I feel my body saying, you know what?
This is nourishment.
This is feeding your soul.
Wow.
And I say this to you, Lisa, because I know what you're going through. We all go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do not learn to be patient, not only will it hurt you physically,
mm-hmm.
but it can hurt your soul.
Mm-hmm. And it will hurt you. It will hurt you emotionally. And I think that that's where I was Tuesday. I was having an emotional yearning. And what I had to do was I just had to stop and I had to encourage myself, because nobody could
make me feel better. Nothing was hurting. I didn't need a doctor, mm-hmm. but I just needed to understand.
Chemically imbalanced.
I mean, yeah, and we may have.
I got pills for that. Oh, shit.
It's called raw cookie dough, and Lifetime, and shut and lock the door.
Yes.
Go crawl up in your bed and say no more.
But you know, I think everybody goes through that emotional upheaval, is what I'll call it. And for those people that are going through, especially when you're about to transition, and I told DC, and it's like I was sending out emails, and you know, I would look back at the email, and I was like, yep, that's just about right. That's how my day was going, just craziness. But you know what? I told DC, I said, breakthrough is on the way. Now, granted, everything is going fine. Everything is fine. But if you're not careful, and I want you to hear me because I believe that this is a word for somebody. Everything is going fine. Your bills are paid. Your kids are happy, healthy, and whole. Well, as happy and healthy and as whole as they can be as teenagers. Okay, add that caveat. But everything is well. And then there is this voice that comes to deposit a seed of doubt. Well, what are you going to do if this happens? Well, what are you going to do about that? You know, just every negative thing that could go wrong. See, the thing that can hurt you the most is you. And you hurt you when you allow those voices into your psyche, into your spirit, if you don't eradicate them. The word that I used one time on the show, everybody knows I love words, is eviscerate. You have to eviscerate those thoughts like bile. I mean, you have to really, really see them for what they are, and you've got to dump them. Because if you don't, they will get into your head, they will get into your health, and then you'll be sick and you don't even know why.
That's true. That's true. I'm a witness. Hello. Going to the heart doctor today because it's in my psyche to be a perfectionist at something, and I won't stop. I mean, you know, it's constants, constants, constant. I got to keep going. I want the bank to run perfectly. I want all these things to go, and I thank God for my team in Alexandria because they have really taken the load and run.
The team at Wood Forest Bank. Well, I tell you one thing. We got to take a break, but we're going to stop saying I, and we're going to say I can't, he can, and I'm going to let him. You're on point, everybody. I got a bank, I got a pocket full of sunshine, and I got a love. Good morning, everybody. We're here with Octavia Williams from MedExpress Ambulance Service, and we're talking about the VIP program. Octavia, tell us what the VIP program is.
Carlette, the VIP program is a member enrollment program for our communities. It provides MedExpress Ambulance Service with valuable information to better serve the medical transportation needs of these communities. It also provides the VIP member with substantial savings on out-of-pocket costs for our services.
If I reside in Rapides Parish, is it of value for me to join the VIP program?
Absolutely. You'll receive VIP program rewards on wheelchair transport, as well as the availability of in-home health assessments. And there's no cost to join. For more information, 800-259-9771 or www.mymedx.net.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect.
My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's 8:51. And you know what? The morning just simply goes by too fast. I'm joined by Lisa Campo and Lamia Solomon. And it's all about really, I think for us, it's just sort of therapeutic. And I hope it is for other people as well. It's really just sort of putting your feelings out there and helping to illuminate each other. As I was reading Dr. Valerie Young's book, The Imposter Syndrome, The Secret Thoughts of Successful Women and Why Capable People Suffer from the Imposter Syndrome and How to Really Thrive in Spite of It, I think we all sort of have a hint of that, where we're apologetic for our success, we're apologetic for who we are. And gosh darn it, I think we need to stop doing it. I think we need to be who we are. We need to be where we are, and we need to be okay with that.
That's right.
And the only way to do it is to just do it. And when you can talk about those negative emotions that try to come in and take you over, you know, when you can really fight back, and I was saying it really as a funny but really serious before we went to break, you really have to encompass this. This is a newism for all of those people who listen to the show and who know our uncle knew. He left us with so many things, and one of the things that he left us with was, I can't, he can, I'm going to let him. And once you, it derives from the program. It's sort of the part of the 12-step premise. But when you really understand that there's nothing that you can do, that you're just going to let go and let God and the universe care for you and know that he's got a bigger plan for your life, you just feel a whole heck of a lot better.
I was very guilty for, I would say, the first 40 years of my life. I had Christ in my life. I let him be in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was devout. I am devout Catholic Christian girl. But I have realized that it's not my life, it's his, and I need to be part of what he's doing for me versus letting him be a part of what I'm doing for myself.
I like that.
I have been trying to cram my round butt through this triangle for 40 years, and he's just been sitting there shaking his head at me saying, Lisa, as soon as you let go and let me lead, it's like I'm like the woman that wants to lead the dance. And God has got to lead this dance.
That's it.
And I keep fighting him. He knows I'm trying. I really think he knows I'm trying right now. I'm feeling the evolution or I'm coming out the cocoon, the little butterfly, you know, trying to do her thing. But so help me God, if I could just stop fighting that man, he would just be so much happier.
And we'd all be a lot further along on the journey.
And God is gray because of me. I know that for a fact. You know, you see the pictures out. He's always got God gray. God is great because of a woman like me, and there's a lot of me out there.
But you know what? Isn't it great to be able to laugh about it and to know that the things that you're feeling, that it's just that moment. And if you'll come out of it, and you hear people talk about depression all the time, and I know depression is very real, but if we come out of it and we really just verbalize to another human being what it is. But see, our problem as women is being open and honest with each other about our shortcomings.
You said about this show, in order for you to be successful and find your way in it, you've got to be transparent. And that doesn't mean you got to put all your skeletons on the table. but right. to admit to mm-hmm. the fact and step away from the pretentiousness. And mm-hmm. we see these that our all every community, our society is driven by the level mm-hmm. of pretentiousness. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm going to go back to our first topic, which was our kids. And you said, and what are we saying to our children? The parents raising these kids in this community need to be much more real with their children and right. who they were as 17-year-olds mm. growing up, and be like, baby, mama knows you. Look, you're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
We're the same. We're cut from the same cloth.
That's right.
You're not condemned. Don't try and be something that you're not and lie to your kids.
Mm.
Just be real. And whether it be with your friends mm-hmm. or your kids or your spouse or your career, associates,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
if we could drop this level of pretentiousness, mm. the level of success and blessings would just be overwhelming, I think. I mean, that's where mm-hmm. I have found my strength. Let go of the pretentiousness.
And you know what? You know where I decide to start with that, Lisa? Right here.
Yes.
Yes.
With me.
Yes.
With me. Somebody asked me, they said, do you feel like you, when you're out there, you have to be fake? I said, absolutely not. I am who I am. What you see is who I am. And when I have to be someone else, then that's the day that I don't do what I do anymore.
When I say drop the pretentiousness, I am the pot calling the kettle black. That is something I have made one of my goals, is to try really hard. I think we have to try really hard because mm-hmm. we were raised by mamas mm-hmm. who said, you put your makeup on, everything's fine. You go out in the community, oh, how's your mom and them? Everybody's fine. All hell's uh-huh. breaking loose, and you're still telling people everything's fine?
Well, this has got to be a continuation for next week, y'all. We are so out of time. But as always, I just thank you guys for sharing. All of the women that come on Real Women, Real Talk, the only prerequisite is this: real. Really how you feel, really what you think. It doesn't have to be right. It doesn't have to be wrong. Others don't have to agree with it. We're all just entitled to be real. And when we really purpose in our hearts, especially women, purpose in our hearts to just be real. And yes, we all say things that we don't mean. How you doing? Good. All hell's breaking loose. You know what? But today is a new day. You might have did that yesterday. Yesterday's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. Try to just be real with yourself today. And you'll start to find out not only who you are, but whose you really are. Now, enough of that seriousness. It's Friday night, and I'm ready for some Friday night football. It's happening all across the state. We want to wish the football players, the teams, the cheerleaders, the dance lines, everything that goes into Friday night football, we want to wish them all well and safety. And we prayed that prayer this morning. And most of all, I want to thank you guys. You know what? You make my mornings so bright. Even when other forces try to make them dark, I get here, I light up, and I thank you for that. I thank you for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We do it because we love you. God loves you more than that, but you got to start loving yourself a little bit more, a little bit better, a little bit greater. Starts with you and it starts with me. Remember, change starts right there. For David Christmas, for young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And guess what? We'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday.
Tell me how you feel about this. Do it all, I want if I want to live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want. Shoes on my feet. I love clothes I'm wearing. I love the rock from my Yeah.
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpoint.com.